Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, August 31st, the last day of August. So let's go out with a bang right here on the talk of the town now. Let's get it in. Now, I want to do something special this week on the Slack is Talk podcast. I want to do something special, man. I want to shake things up a little bit. Now, for those loyal fans that been following me, y'all know I cover the versus battles. You know what I'm saying? I've been covering them ever since Slack is Talk podcast started back in January. And usually what I do is I'll cover like one battle at a time, and we'll talk about that one battle, you know, during the whole episode. But recently, you know, I created a list, and I went on the internet as well to make sure I didn't miss anything. And I saw that the actual versus battles are already like something like 28, 29 battles in. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that, like at least 28, 29, somewhere in that area. And, you know, the versus battles started back in 2020. You know, they started during the pandemic. The Slack is Talk podcast didn't start till this year in January at the top of the year. So, you know, I covered roughly maybe like 3 or 4 battles already, maybe. So we like 26 behind. But make a long story short, I realized that I would never be able to catch up. You know what I'm saying? Like just doing one versus battle episode, of course, you know, with us being down by at least 26, 25, give or take already. So what I decided to do is I'm going to take, this going to take about 3 episodes. I say like at least 2. I'm going to go do all the versus battles that ever took place. I'm going to critique it. I'm going to tell you who won. I'm going to tell you who was more successful, who had the better career. And then we're going to move on to the next. You know what I'm saying? Same rules apply as if I was just doing one, but now I'm doing multiple. I'm going to do as many as I can, you know, as many as I can fit in for one episode. And then whatever I don't get, you know, we'll make another episode out of it. I anticipate it's going to be like at least 2 or 3 episodes, give or take. And like I said before, same rules apply. I want you to email me if y'all don't like one of the selections, if y'all disagree, if y'all felt like another person won, or, you know, you didn't like something I said, you disagree. Y'all know the email, slackistalk@visionlivenetwork.com. Y'all know the website, visionlivenetwork.com. You know, I know y'all already subscribed to the show. You know, we're not even going to talk about that. But without a doubt, let's get it. This first episode of the recaps, I want to start with people, you know, I want to start with the people, some people I don't know. You know, in the music business, there's a whole bunch of artists. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't know everybody. There's some people in there, not many, maybe like 1 or 2 that I didn't know. There are some battles that, you know, this probably shouldn't have happened. Or, you know, to make a long story short, I'm going to do the ones that either I didn't, you know, the people I didn't know, the ones that I feel like were just thrown together, or the ones that I didn't see, because some of them I didn't even know about. All right. So without further ado, let's get it. The first one, French Montana versus Tory Lanez. Now, this one is strange to me, man, in a lot of ways, This is one that I didn't know about. I don't know. It must have been in the beginning. But first off, none of these two qualify as new artists. They've been around for some time now. I don't think they've been around long enough to qualify to do a versus battle. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't think they reached that stage yet. I'm not exactly sure what year French Montana started. I know he's been around a while. You know, he started in Bad Boy, with Bad Boy. He was associated with Ross. You know what I'm saying? He was always behind the scenes for a while. I don't think I ever heard of Tory Lanez to maybe like, it had to be at least 2017 or 2016. And like, you doing versus battles already. That part, also, I don't see the connection between the two. Like, you know, people that have been doing battle on this versus, is either like they've been beefing with each other before, they got a history with each other, they long time collaborators, or usually there's some kind of like story behind it. You know, they did songs or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the connection between these two. But on this one, I'm going to go with French Montana. You know, his association with Bad Boy, which is a big time label, association with Ross. He came out, when he first came out, he had some hits. You know, I don't think Tory Lanez been around long enough. And also, man, Tory better watch it, man. My boy Cassidy, he coming for you. The next one, The Dream versus Sean Garrett. Now, this one was another strange one to me. They both are great songwriters, man. I mean, can't take nothing from them, man. Both of them responsible for like a boatload of hits, man. Numerous people, man, like came through the pipeline. Like everybody probably have gotten a hit from Dream and Sean Garrett before. But what threw me off a little bit on this one, The Dream is also a solo artist. Now, Sean Garrett, I believe he sings too, but he's mostly just known for his writing, where The Dream does both. He's an artist and he writes. So I was a little confused on, like, what are we judging here? Like, are we judging The Dream's solo versus Sean Garrett's writing? Or are we, you know, judging them writing on writer, writer versus writer? You know what I'm saying? And when they did the battle, they were playing the hits that they wrote. So I guess I take it that, you know, this was writer versus writer. And in that case, Dream is my man. I love his songs. But Sean Garrett got some hits, man. Sean Garrett produced some hits. I remember he had a wave going, man. Like, he had his time where like everything was Sean Garrett, man. I forget what year it was, man, but he was hot. So if we just going on writing, man, I give it to Sean Garrett. But I gotta say, man, that the actual versus battle left something to be desired, man. Dude showed up an hour late, and you know what I mean? It led to some rule changes. You know what I'm saying? I guess the show had to start somewhere, but I'm going to go with Sean Garrett on that one. Next one, Hit Boy versus Boy Wonder. Now, that's another one that I didn't know about. I never knew them two did a versus battle against one another. That's another one that's hard, man. That's two producers, man. Like, you judging two producers. Both of them work like exclusively with the same artist. You never know like how many tracks they did, you know, without actually going and doing the research. It's a lot of tracks out there that you probably didn't know they produced, you know, that kind of thing, man. So it's just hard. On this one, I'm going to say both of them, I guess, kind of started after 2005. Or later. So with that being said, Boy Wonder, I know, has worked exclusively with Drake since Drake came out in 2009. You know, Boy Wonder is responsible for like many of his hits, and Drake has been like considered, you know, the top artist like of the 2010s. You know what I'm saying? So that being the case, with Boy, you know, with Boy Wonder being able to work with him, and both producers working with the same artist, I get the edge to Boy Wonder on that one. You know what I'm saying? That's a tough call. That's hard to call. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You know, two producers. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. I like they do a different angle in there. You know, not two artists. It's two producers. But I'm going to go with Boy Wonder on that one because of the Drake connection. Another one is Neo versus Jonta. Now, you know me here on the Slackest Talk podcast, man. I keep it 100 with my fan base. I keep it 100 with my audience. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I know how to be. I never heard of Jonta before. I never heard of him, man. You know, I never heard of him. I did some research. You know, I had to do some research to be able to do this. And I saw that he did songs with Bow Wow. Well, for Bow Wow. He's a songwriter. He did songs for Bow Wow, Ciara, you know, Mariah Carey. You know, anytime you write for Mariah, you know, that's big. You know what I'm saying? That's major. But Neo is my man. Neo is my guy, man. Neo had a run. You know what I'm saying? He had a run where he can't miss. Now, this one was easy for me. Not just because I don't know Jonta, but because Neo is a songwriter and a singer. You know what I'm saying? And he's great at both. You know what I'm saying? Neo's career, he started out at the gate, man. I mean, everything he put out was just a smash. You know what I'm saying? He was responsible for writing for Mariah 2, some big timers. You got Beyonce. You know, I remember that controversy back in the day about him writing for her, you know, when she denied it, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So same thing I said with the producers, man. When you got two songwriters that wrote for the same artist and one is also a singer, I'm going to go for the person that does both. You know what I'm saying? Neo gets the edge on this one. 2 Chainz versus Rick Ross. Now, this is another one, man. It just seemed like it was just thrown together. I don't see the connection here, man. You know, I can't think of off top. I'm sure they probably was on some songs together, but they're not from the same city. You know, they don't have a long history together as far as I know. If it is, it's like, you know, some friendship behind the scenes or something like that. I just don't see the connection here, man. But real quick, you know, because I love here on the Slackest Talk podcast, I love giving good stories, man, to my Vision for Kids organization. Looking at 2 Chainz, man, like how he, first let me do a background real quick. He started in a group, you know what I'm saying? He actually started in a group called Player's Circle. Things didn't go the way he planned, you know, so he chilled out for a minute, but he never gave up. You know, things didn't work out with the group. He took some time out, got himself, you know, rebranded, reestablished, and he came back with a solo artist. And at one point, he was the hottest thing out there. He was the hottest free agent in the game. You know, he could charge almost next to $1 million for a verse. You know, this as Kanye, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to share that with you, man, because if you got a passion, you got a dream, never give up, man. Never give up. Somebody told him that you'll never get, you know, a second chance to make a first impression. And he did just that. He took his second chance to make a first impression, and it worked. Now, as far as this rap battle with Rick Ross, I got to give the edge to Ross. You know, Ross started out his career as a solo artist. I don't like how he does with the name and the gimmick and everything. Y'all know the background. You know, y'all know the story with that. But I got to give it to him, man. He makes good music. You know what I'm saying? He kind of like did it on his own. You know what I'm saying? Like he, from the ground up, he kind of built his rap career and he kept it going, man. Hit after hit. You know what I mean? You got to give credit where credit is due. You know what I'm saying? He had a long run. He created Maybach Music. You know, he had a good run with that. He found, you know, Meek Mill, Wale, and they did their thing. And I give the edge here to Rick Ross. Now, on this next one, man, I'm doing things a little bit different. I know I told you here on the Slackest Talk that when we do these versus battles, I'm going to give you a definitive winner. But this one is different, man. This one right here, I'm talking about Fred Hammond versus Kurt Franklin. Now, these two artists, these two are gospel artists, and they spread the gospel. They spread the word of God through music. And I'm not sure when this versus battle took place, but more importantly, they shared this event. They probably shared this event during the pandemic when many people were not allowed to go to their church. You know, when we couldn't go outside, you know, depending on the schedule, you know, I didn't have that information. But anytime, you know, you have people spreading the gospel and spreading the word and definitely representing God, I would say everybody wins in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, especially if it was during the pandemic, everybody wins. You know, I'm just glad that they had the event and they provided people with that opportunity, because if it happened during the pandemic, a lot of people couldn't go to church. You know what I'm saying? So everybody wins this one. And I just want to give a special shout out to Swiss and Tim for setting that up. People needed that. That was perfect timing. Okay, now two of them I did already. I'm just going to mention real quick. You should have heard it already if you fans of the Slackest Talk podcast. You know what I mean? If you didn't, shame on you. But I already did Ghostface Killah versus Raekwon the Chef. I did that one. And I also did Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. So, you know, if you haven't heard it, go back to the Slackest Talk archives. Check it out. You know what I mean? I told you who won both. You know what I mean? I told you who had the better career. Even though Ghost and Ray, they wasn't competing. They was more like complimenting each other. They're like brothers. But I gave that to you already here on the Slackest Talk podcast so we can move on. Now, with this next one, I'm going back into unfamiliar territory again. The next one is Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer. Now, Beanie Man, I know. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on that. Girls, Them Sugar. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on Beanie Man. Bounty Killer, yeah, got me with that one, man. I don't know too much or anything about him. You know, mind you, I know Beanie from at least like 94, 95. I was young back then. So if Bounty Killer is from the same era, I'm pretty sure that I have heard some of his songs on the radio before, you know, just not knowing that it was him. You know what I'm saying? It's just that Beanie Man stuck out at the time. And, you know, I got to know his name and stuff like that. And that's who I resonated with. You know what I'm saying? So no doubt I probably heard Bounty Killer's music before. You know, I even tried to like go back and research it and look it up and, you know, hear some tracks and stuff like that. And it just didn't, you know, a memory of this didn't kick back. But Beanie Man, absolutely. I grew up on, you know what I'm saying? So when in doubt, you know what I'm saying? You got to go with what you know, you know what I'm saying? Beanie Man wins this one by default, you know? And I want to close out the show with two more battles, man. I want to close out the show with these two battles, because these two battles are like special. These two battles are dealing with, you know, all artists that are before my time. So it's more like a respect thing to me, man. It's more like paying homage, you know what I'm saying? Because they paved the way for the artists that we listen to today. You know what I'm saying? The artists that we listen to today sample they music. You know what I'm saying? So without these people, there's no anybody today. You know what I'm saying? As far as singing, they are R&B artists too. But like a lot of rappers use the hooks and everything too. So a lot of rappers, your favorite rapper would tell you the same thing. You know what I mean? The first one I want to talk about is Patti LaBelle versus Gladys Knight. Now, first, I want to mention, like, if you're a singer, or you trying to be a singer, especially, you know, for the females, you need to pay attention to these two. There was no gimmicks. There was no getting attention of the media. There was no auto tone or nothing like that. When it come down to these two, there was one thing that mattered. Singing. Actual singing. You know, straight singing. That's all that mattered. Do you have the voice to be able to sing this song, and can you perform it? Those are the only things that mattered. These women paved the way for artists like Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, Ciara, whoever you want to name. When you think of female singers that started the game, these are two of the artists that you think of first, without a doubt. And for me, I don't want to judge this one, man. Like, I grew up more on Gladys Knight, you know, through my mother and father. You know, they loved the track Midnight Train to Georgia, you know, so I was more familiar with Gladys Knight. You could take it as that, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing, I can never say nothing bad about this, you know what I'm saying? All I can say is this, I'm more familiar with Gladys Knight. And for the last one on this episode, Earth, Wind & Fire versus the Isley Brothers. Now, the same thing I said about, you know, Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle. Straight singers, man. Straight musicianship, you know, performance, top notch. Your favorite artist has sampled their music. Your favorite artist has, like, learned or took something from them. Your favorite artist has tried to imitate them, you know. And for me, like, I grew up more hearing about the Isley Brothers, you know, again, through my parents. You know, Ronald Isley, his music was everywhere, you know. And for me, you know, me being a film producer, I happen to catch a lot of his music in the movies that I watch. You know what I'm saying? Is this a coincidence or something like that, you know, but his music was everywhere, you know, so I gravitated more to the Isley Brothers, you know, or became more familiar with them. Not to take away nothing, you know, from Earth, Wind & Fire, you know what I'm saying? Both were great, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that came up in the 60s and 70s, they won that night. You know what I mean? If they got a chance to win if they got a chance to watch this battle, they won that night. You know, anybody who grew up listening to that era is a winner that night. And again, shout out to, you know, Timbaland and Swiss Beatz for putting that together, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not just rap. You know, they did an old school battle. They did a gospel battle, you know what I'm saying? They did two producers together, you know, they did songwriters, you know what I mean? So shout out for them for, you know, coming at it with, you know, different angles and stuff like that. But Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isley Brothers, man, that's legendary, man. You know, nothing more I can say. Hell, a lot of us was born and created off of their music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it at that. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and we'll be back later on the Slackest Talk Podcast with part 2.